we have everything we need. Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
You guys let us know. Put that closer to you, Mike.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry for the wait, everyone. Traffic was bad, and we started our legal brief a little late, so we're starting this a little late.
It's my fault.
It's all Becky's fault, but she brought Buntees, so all is well. Oh, no. That's the face of focus right there, Steve. I'm waiting on you, man. You say when.
Recording in progress.
Alrighty, let's do it. I'll go ahead and call to order this regular meeting of the North Lyon County Fire Protection District. It is Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. We are starting a little late. It is 18:15. Let's go ahead and start with Pledge of Allegiance. Director Toombs, would you mind leading us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll go ahead and observe a moment of silence. Move on to item number two, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Do we have any public comment? Don't all raise your hands at once. All right, no public comment. We'll go ahead and move on. Item number three, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered routine and may be acted upon by the Board of North Lyon County Fire Protection District with one action and without an extensive hearing. Any member of the board or any citizen may request that an item be taken from the consent agenda, discussed and acted upon separately during this meeting. 3A, review and approval of board agenda. 3B, review and approval of board minutes. And 3C, review of summary reports. Before we go further on that, last meeting we tabled last meeting's 3B and 3C. We do not have that with us this meeting, so we'll get that in on next meeting to get that approved from a couple months ago.
Are the summary reports in here?
We only have minutes.
Minutes, yep.
And we have no summary reports for this meeting. So we would only be approving the agenda and last month's board minutes. Or last meetings. So this would only be 3A and 3B for this.
All right, can I have a motion?
Absolutely.
I move to approve item 3A, review and approval of board agenda, 3B, review and approve board minutes from the September 12th meeting.
I'll second.
Yeah. Motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None at all. 4-0 with one absent. And we will table 3C. And we'll include that with two meetings ago to get it all nice and buttoned up. Yeah. All right, moving on. Item number four, discussion possible action regarding revenue and expenditures 4A Enterprise Fund Revenue Expenditures, 4B General Fund Revenue Expenditures. This month we also do not have a report. We can table this to be included into next meeting for approval, unless there's any specific questions from the board. No. All right. So then we go ahead and table 4A and 4B, and we will bring that up next meeting. No action. Move on to item number 5, discussion possible action regarding Chief Brian Bunn's 6-month evaluation. So part of Chief Bunn's interim contract was to give him interval evaluations on a 3-month basis. This provides him the ability to receive feedback from the board, and really anybody that wants to provide that feedback, and it allows us to, if we need to make corrections, we can. It seems like we're doing this often, but I think it's a good thing to be doing. I believe we have 4 evaluations. And
3.
Oh, 3.
Jade forgot his.
I forgot.
That's at least standard.
Yeah.
We can do this one of 2 ways. We can go over the 3 we have now, and then we can do the other 2 at the next meeting, or Chief, if you're okay with it, we could table this until we have a complete set of evaluations for next meeting.
I'm 100% open to whatever y'all want to do.
Do we want to do this with partial, or do we want to wait till next meeting?
Do it all at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't want JFL left out.
Chief, are you okay if we delay your evaluation for 1 more month?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I apologize. So, we'll go ahead and...
Do we need a vote on that?
No, it's just a table. Right. Yeah. Before we move on, without getting into the specifics, I'm still satisfied with the direction we're going, Chief. I know we've been, in just the 6 months you've been here, we've been up against this mountain of change, of conflict, and you've handled it incredibly well. You've taken a lot of it and you've made the best out of it that you can. I appreciate you being here. We'll give you some more on next month's meeting, so thank you in advance to next month's meeting. Anybody else have any quips before we move it on?
No, he gets to keep us around for another month.
There you go. You're stuck. We'll go ahead and table number 5 and we'll move that to next month. Moving on, item number 6, discussion possible action regarding contract with Gary Cardinal to perform investigation into employee complaints.
Director Murphy, if I may.
Yes, ma'am.
Comment, Rebecca Brew, attorney, your pool counsel for through your insurance. There were 2 employee complaints that have come in recently that I've determined need an outside investigator. Per our regular protocol, you've been through this before, and Mr. Cardinal has done some investigations. He is willing to take on these 2 projects or these 2 investigations, and has. And I provided you just before this meeting. I provided you his contract for your review and approval. And if, unless you have any questions, once that's signed, I will get that to him, and he'll get started.
Thank you. And of course, being investigations of employee complaints, we don't discuss those publicly. We did have a legal brief to address this. So this is just to approve the contract to move forward with investigations.
I make a motion to approve the contract in regards to the complaints.
And we have 2 separate contracts for 2 separate complaints.
Okay. So
you'll note that one is to keep them apart, to be able to distinguish them. One is says October 1st complaint and October 2nd complaint.
Okay.
So they are separate, and for your information, they are separate claims that have been filed.
So then I'll make a motion that we approve the contracts for the complaint dated October 1st and the complaint dated October 2nd.
Okay, motion and a second to approve the contracts. Complaint dated October 1st, complaint dated October 2nd. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I might suggest that you make us take a separate vote on each one, just to keep it nice and clean.
Okay.
So that being said,
I'll rescind my motion.
So hold on one second. Okay. Before we do that, this is under one agenda item. And so to make two separate votes, in my opinion, would require two separate agenda items.
I'm probably overthinking this. Uh-huh. So if that's how you want to proceed, I'm fine.
Yeah, I think the OML
I think you're right.
Issue is a little bigger.
Yeah. All right, Director
J.
Rodriguez will not rescind my motion.
Thank you, sir.
Rescind your rescission.
Yeah. All right. So we had a motion second. We had 4-0 with one absent. And we will reach out to Mr. Cardinal and get the ball rolling. Thank you, Becky.
Thank you.
Moving along, item number 7, Fire Chief Report.
Excellent. Apologize, this is going to be a little bit lengthy. All right, first two softwares. We're up and running as of October 10th at 2359 hours. Everything's working really well. However, you know, as anything new, we're going to fine tune it to meet the district's needs. But otherwise, so far, it's been a good swap. Number two on here is ambulance billing. Same date, same time, Sharp ambulance billing is up and running. All the bugs have been worked out prior to them launching, and hopefully we'll get a quarter's worth of billing cycle through to evaluate a lot further. But did want to let the board know that both of those are up and running. North Lion Fire was awarded $300,000 from the American Rescue Plan, ARPA. Labor and management are finalizing a draft contract for a new Type 1 ambulance.
Cool.
That must be completed by December 31st with a signed contract to the vendor. So we'll be bringing a contract in November for board approval. Looking at delivery fiscal year 26-27, and that was done tactically because it's going to be a little bit over $300,000, so it gives us a year and a half to save a few bucks.
Yeah.
We did have one firefighter vacancy. Mr. York is not here, but he's been offered a position that he accepted. His official start date will be November 1st, so we'll bring him in November to badge him appropriately. Really excited to have him. He's been a long time reserve. Staff says he's fantastic to work with, so I look forward to a good future with Firefighter York.
Congratulations to him.
Oh, yeah.
Communications and dispatch. I've been working with all four fire chiefs in Lyon County, as well as Lieutenant Willie from the Sheriff's Office. We're going to do some intent-based planning to develop our end state, to improve our communications CAD system, yada, 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 moving forward. I think it was a big win to get all four fire chiefs on the same page and move forward and bring our dispatch into the 22nd century. So more to come on that as we get moving. Health insurance, we've pretty much got it boiled down to the IAFF Health and Wellness. It's fantastic options for our employees. It's Nationwide Health, Vision, Dental. Still waiting on the prices, but anticipate that being before you in November as well. Labor management stuff. All employees' sick leave and annual leave bank accrual rates have been updated to meet the current CBA. All employees are at their appropriate step per the CBA. However, we're still lacking the funds to get the back pay portion of all those steps. As the revenues come in, we will be making our employees whole. Breast cancer awareness. Where's Becky at? Huge thank you to Becky. She kind of took the reins on having our t-shirts made for everybody that purchased them. Thank you. We proceeded, made over $1,100. That money is earmarked. My plan next year is to honor our local victims of breast cancer survivors and fatalities, and wrapping one of our first out fire engines in a pink wrap, memorializing them. And I haven't seen that in the country, so put us on the map a little bit, and we're going to do it all through money raised with district funds for that. But again, there's a couple of them more out there. They turned out pretty darn good, and Scott printed them out like in minutes. in my opinion. It was done quickly. So excellent work by you and Becky. So thank you very much. 2024 fire season. We've had resources on fires nationally, all in the western states, for just over 100 days. Should be, I'm anticipating about $320,000 to $350,000 in revenues. That is in addition to back pay for all the wages. So that is a good stroke. Northern Nevada Fire Chiefs Association, we've decided to follow state foresters' recommendation on fire seasons. So we have not allowed open burning in the district. We are going with the state of Nevada, which is going to be November 1st. And that's kind of a unified mission in Northern Nevada that we all kind of beat the same drum at the same time. Stakeholder relations. Over the last month, I've had the opportunity to have conversations with Assemblyman Koenig, City Fernley Mayor, and Council Member Ryan Hannon. And those are kind of seeking opportunities to make our fire district better. Mr. Koenig is very conservative. We had some good conversations, helped me out a lot. Moving to the mayor and the council member, they made it very clear the city wants control of the fire department. I told them basically over my dead body, the city gonna have any control over the fire department. It is what it is. I expressed that they are one of the only cities in the union of the U.S. that is getting free emergency services. They are not paying their fair share. I told them I'm looking for a long-term agreement with an end state. I didn't declare what my vision of end state is, but I have it in my mind. He was open to the idea, and I told him as a good faith, I'm looking forward to having a conversation, building an agreement, and the city funding a minimum two positions beginning July 1 of next fiscal. We'll see where that goes. But the mayor did reassure me that he believes that they should be funding North Lyon Fire for our services. So that's a good stroke. Incident update. On Monday, September 23rd, North Lyon Fire responded to a fully involved working residential structure fire on Woodchuck Road. Upon arrival of our first new resource, a 70-ish year old female was being extracted through the window by two bystanders. We have ordered some awards. When they're done, 4 to 9 months for delivery. I'd like to bring them in front of the board and recognize them for a civilian award. There's no doubt in my mind it could have been a lot worse without their action. So we'll save their names for then. Number 13, future fire chief. Just broaching on the 6 month period of my contract. Considering the future, I think the board needs to be discussing one important topic for me, which is the residency requirement. I have no desire to relocate. So if that is something that the board wishes, which is a resident fire chief, my recommendation is we start doing a national search now. Our legal name versus our trade name. So our legal name is North Lyon County Fire Protection District, which is very long. A trade name is what it presents to the public. A trade name can be used to distinguish their brand and is also known as doing business as. So our uniforms, our trucks already say North Lyon Fire. So I'd like to adopt formally a trade name of North Lyon Fire and keep our business name as North Lyon County Fire Protection District. So it's something to think about, and I'll bring that up for an agenda item in the future. But something for you all to think about. Upcoming events that we're going to be participating in on October 24th at the Fernley Boys and Girls Club, trunk or treat from 5 to 7. 10/26, Biggest Little Radio trunk or treat from 3 to 5. On the 31st, Cottonwood Elementary trunk or treat, 0830 to 1230. In the City of Fernley, spectacular trunk or treat from 1400 to 1900. And then one last thing that I don't have on here, for Director Skinner, are the vials of life. So Shannon helped get all these things put together, relocated for me. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna build a flyer and I'm gonna put it on social media and have the folks come here. how we've done it in the past as far as handing them out. I don't think that's the best way to advertise. I still like the idea of maybe doing blood pressure checks in the public where we can also send these out there, so that'll be in the works in the future. But these are sealed, ready to go, and we'll get that out on social media and maybe a kind radio blast. Other than that, unless you have questions, that's the end of my report.
I do have a question. In regards to the City of Fermi Public Works terminating services for anything except for other maintenance work.
Forgot about that. So historically, my understanding is when we have teardowns, so everybody understand what a teardown is? Structure fire, we have to pull part or all of the structure down for safety, public safety. Generally, the city's always helped with heavy equipment and an operator. That fire that I spoke of earlier, the request was made to the city and denied. But thankfully, Lyon County Emergency Management grabbed a hold of that and sent us equipment and an operator. Very disappointed to hear that. Also included in there, the city has decided that they're no longer going to do any services beyond basic preventative maintenance. So I'm not sure what's going on in that relationship field, but we'll get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
Extremely disappointed in the lack of cooperation.
So what is basic services?
Oil change, tire rotation, windshield wipers, maybe a fuse. Jiffy lube stuff.
Yeah.
Was there a contract for the provision of vehicle maintenance services prior, or was it like a handshake thing?
I can't answer that. Okay. I am not 100% sure.
Okay.
It was in place when I got here.
I believe there was a contract.
Interlocal agreement?
That's what I thought.
If so, it's not on the drive or not in the file cabinet that I've seen.
It's amazing how things go missing. Okay.
So just for clarification, so the city was providing the mains on the equipment for
the park? I'm sorry?
The City of Fermi was providing the maintenance for our equipment.
Yeah.
They were doing the loops.
Yeah, they've been doing additional services. Like right now, they're currently replacing a sensor or solenoid in the fuel pickup of the fuel tank on an engine. But that will no longer be taken care of by the city. I mean, there's other options out there, but they actually had really good rates.
Can we get a letter from them stating that they're terminating that?
And the agreement, if we don't have it?
I'm thinking if we get the letter first, then we know that they have pulled the plug on their rent.
Yeah.
And in the interim, we can look and see if we have anything in the file cabinet or...
I would anticipate, yeah, if there is an agreement that comes up, it's probably more than likely going to say that either party can terminate or amend.
Yeah.
Usually with some kind of a notification.
Yeah.
But this came down verbal.
But we would then have it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, and if there is an agreement, that can be...
And I'll get more details.
Then we kind of know what we're looking for when we go out to bid it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What services were being done and what, just so that we kind of have something to go off of.
Yeah, and I'll get more information. This was brought to me 48 hours ago, days ago. So.
Wow. That's why I was concerned.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One point of clarification, the Cottonwood, it's a Nevada Day celebration for the kindergartners on Halloween. Mm.
Yeah, they don't do Halloween.
They don't do Halloween, they do Nevada Day.
Oh.
Then my email was incorrect.
Because they're doing the trunk or treat with the Boys and Girls Club on the 24th.
Okay.
I apologize for the error.
Thank you.
Semantics.
Thank you, Chief.
Yep.
All right. Any other questions for the Chief?
No.
No. All right.
Thank you.
Go ahead and move on. Thank you, Chief. Item number 8, reports of directors. Director Skinner.
I don't have anything. I do appreciate taking the time to pull those vitals. I know that the Fermi Senior Advisory Committee is always looking for people to present and stuff. So if we have a flyer something that we can provide for them at their next meeting in December, then that should satisfy that. Community involvement, I think, has been great. Scotty did a great job on the t-shirts. So it was really nice to see him. And it's been nice that they've been open to everybody to be able to use them. I think that's nice.
Yeah.
I did have a couple questions. I did see on the agenda, which I know we're just talking about, the events that are coming up for October because it's a busy month anyway. But do we have any update on the Rotary? Did they decide anything on the Thanksgiving feed? Did we decide, did they come back and say they still want to utilize possibly for the Grinch?
I've heard absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Silence.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard that it will be done at the Boys and Girls Club this year, and that they're looking to use the new community center in the years to come.
Perfect.
Okay.
At least they found a venue.
For both events that you've heard for both?
What's the second event?
One's the Thanksgiving day for Thanksgiving feed, and then the other one is the
Christmas
Grinch.
Christmas with the Grinch.
I won't be aware of the Christmas with the Grinch.
Mm.
Okay.
We could either reach out or we can just wait and see what happens.
I'd be happy to reach out if you'd like me to.
I think a reach out would be good so that we, you know if we need to prepare for it or not. So it's not like, oh, by the way.
Yeah, Thanksgiving morning.
We want to do this.
I think it also gives them the reassurance that we were willing to work with them on whatever their decision may be.
And for the record,
Joe Mendoza, level 4547.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
Director Rodriguez.
I have no reports other than I forgot my North Line Fire shirt, so I apologize for being out of uniform today.
And you forgot your evaluation.
And I forgot my evaluation, so I apologize for that.
Hold
I think
out.
I'm doing a great job, so there's really no,
Shannon,
nothing that
Shane.
I need to.
Just remember, in the absence, it is a standard.
That's it.
Director Toombs.
I have nothing. I'm still chewing on the report with the city. You know, it would be great if somebody would just read the NRS to understand the city's lack of authority with the fire district.
Yeah. All right. Nothing to report. I do, Chief, we spoke before the meeting in regards to the interim contract, what comes beyond that. I'm just going to throw my two cents out right now. The residency requirement is nice, but we've maintained a residency requirement with fire chiefs in the past, and we've gotten substantially less qualified chiefs. We have someone who is more than qualified to continue on. I would like to see that happen. I know it's not really a discussion to be had now. Again, just my opinion in this report period. November, I'd like to have that discussion. We'll just throw it out there, whether we want to go forward with that process or not, or if we want to continue with the evaluations, and then we can start talking about extension or whatever that might look like. So I don't want you, Chief, to think that it wasn't on anyone's radar. I figured 6 months was enough time to really have that discussion. If we're satisfied, what's the point of spending the money that we don't have to go on this big national search when we've got something great right in front of us? So,
just for the record, it's tough, right? I still got a high school kid. You know, retirement's still coming. To make it that much of a change for 4 to 6 years is big.
Yeah.
To get up and do it again in 4 to 6 years. So.
Yeah.
I appreciate your consideration of that.
Yeah, we'll have that conversation next month.
Thank you.
We'll do it after the evaluations, though.
Still got to negotiate a contract in the future.
All right. Fire Marshal is not present.
He's out hunting.
Shannon, are you the interim Fire Marshal by chance?
She is.
Steve, do you have anything for Fire Marshal?
I do not.
All right. Staff? Nothing? Not even
easy tonight.
All right, cool. Volunteers? Excuse me, support staff?
Dan House, Meltdown Volunteer Captain. We do have 7 people going through our recruitment training. Four of them are out there right now training as we speak. We did have a couple go out to the Woodchuck fire and then to the good old trash fire off the Haiti. So we're helping out as much as we can. We're going to help out with some of the October events, just helping staff those events. That way the on-duty guys can get some rest and get ready for the big things. And that, nothing else to add.
Awesome.
Can I add something that ties in with the support staff? So last night, Washoe County Commissioners and Truckee Meadows Fire did a night of gratitude that we did go and walk. It was, I thought it was wonderful, well overdue for emergency responders, and it was police, fire, military, Red Cross, everybody. But Wendy came in and staffed the station so some of our on-duty folks could go. So thank you. We appreciate the support.
Thank you.
It was awesome.
And just out of curiosity, Dan, where are we at with membership numbers with support staff? How many support staff do we have?
We have six certified firefighters and EMTs, and then we have seven recruits in training right now. And then, Becky, how many do we have?
Six, I think.
Six in rehab.
Cool. Is that something that you guys would mind including in your report going forward so we have an idea of...
No, you can't know that.
No, we absolutely should know that. For so long, we don't know what those numbers look like. I don't see all these faces. It'd be nice to just kind of know where we're at, if we're growing, if we're kind of where we're at, if we're trying to keep it limited. And so if you guys don't mind, if it's not a bunch of extra work, just quick little blip on, hey, got this many people, we got this many coming in, this many we lost, whatever the case may be.
Sure. So
cool.
If I can add on to that, some direction that I've provided to him is we are no longer going to be taking on any new additional support members due to the lack of funding. They still cost money, whether it's insurance, PPE, training, uniforms. We need to clear up some stuff like back wages, and those are priorities. So
yeah. Okay.
As soon as freed up a little bit, I'd love to expand the program.
Yeah. We're good maintaining
what we got. Okay. We're not going to take anything new. So when they're done, we'll build them up and get them ready for career jobs, hopefully.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys, both of you. Thanks for what you guys do.
Thank you.
All right. Local 4547.
Yeah, Joe Mendoza, Local 4547, Union President. Nothing much to report other than I need you to get ready to open up your pocketbooks for some turkeys. We're going to do our annual turkey drive, and all the turkeys that we get will match and get over to the local food bank. I believe this will be our fourth or fifth year doing it, and usually it's getting more and more every year that they're requiring or that they need. Last year, I believe we got like 125. So be ready for that. We'll be posting on social media, having crews pick up turkeys if they can't drop them off, having them dropped off. And we got three feeders to fill up here, and then we'll do some drop offs when we get filled and fill them back up. So it'll be our community event for this last quarter of the year.
Is it just one food bank, or which food bank, if you don't mind me asking?
It's the Living Faith Food Bank.
Okay.
It's right here on the corner of 95 and Main, 95 Ultramain.
Yep.
And there's a small food bank.
Yep,
right there.
Small.
It's grabbed by
one
of the local churches. If you guys ever notice, there's lines every week down that road with people needing food. So during Thanksgiving, we like to give them a big bird. You know, usually they're getting a turkey slab, like a turkey roast for sandwich meat. And I'll be able to give these families some real turkey.
So. Do you have dates on that? I mean, obviously before Thanksgiving, but do you have dates when you're running the drive?
Right after Halloween, we'll go right, so November 1st, we'll go right into it.
Joe, I'll reach out to some folks I know, some grocery stores, and see if they're willing to donate as well.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
If not, I'll give you the first $100. Not birds.
Not birds.
I figured I'd clarify that.
Awesome.
But yeah, that's it.
Cool.
And I did see you guys at the Make-A-Wish down at Black Bear this last weekend, too.
Yes. Yeah, we've been
We got reached out to, the locals reached out to by Christelle at Black Bear, and asked us to kind of come and support their event. And it was a successful event, and we got a couple other people to join in that we were connected to. And we also ran over to Lowe's real quick to build little firehouse piggy banks with the kids. But the crews got called out. It was a pretty busy day that day, so we were at the Make-A-Wish, and it was a good event for the community as well. So.
Cool. Thank you, guys. City of Fernley.
Crickets.
Yeah, weird.
It's beyond preventive maintenance.
Should I answer the whole table?
We're trying to avoid
right.
complicating things here. Let's keep it peaceful. All right, moving on. Item number 9, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Do we have any closing public comment?
I did forget to mention the Christmas party is the 14th of December.
For the record. What day is that again? I'm sorry.
Saturday, December 14th.
December 14th.
All right, you're going to make me comment on this.
Weird. Well. Yeah.
So, I may not be able to make that because we had a prearranged event with the sheriff's office that night. So I'm trying to get out of it, but my wife's not very happy. So just putting it out there. We looked at other avenues, but the facilities are booked to change the date. So
we're looking at having Santa come for children under the age of 12, and possibly we can get a little gift from Santa. So it'd be a different
story. Cool. That'd be fun. Do we have like ticket price ideas, stuff like that?
Board members are, you know, a couple $1,000.
Yeah.
Each.
We'll take it out of what we get, what we make being board members.
Okay. So it's the same every year. It's plus one.
Cool. Awesome.
Hey, Lynn, you want to go?
We'll meet each other. All
right.
What time's that, Becky?
Cocktails at 5, and at 6, semi-formal. And Chief, that means, for Berlin, means closing that whole thing.
Do I ever hold it close?
No, I'm just saying that's usually, we have to explain that to certain individuals within the city limits.
I would expect it's at least a collared shirt.
How about a nice t-shirt?
and your shower.
All right, any other public comment?
Yeah, actually I do. Candy for the trunk or treat thing for the city. Are you guys doing candy?
That's a great question.
I'll answer that. I'll be happy to answer that. So I looked into it, and I've actually experienced it at another agency. You cannot use taxpayer dollars for that.
That's fantastic. So you want candy?
Do we want candy? We'd love candy.
Okay. Well, I've already bought some. I'll make another possible trip. Okay. That's all I want to know.
So my plan was to buy...
Well, because I heard through the grapevine that you guys didn't want to do it. And that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, so of course. You were at the city. Yeah,
okay. Never mind. I really won't go there.
Okay. So volunteers have no problem.
We need candy then.
No problem.
None.
This is going to cut into the turkey fund.
And that's a separate fund. It's
okay. So I'm finding lots of little intricacies where we were using taxpayer monies on things that we shouldn't have been doing, mm-hmm. but it's been happening so long, it's just kind of, well, we've always done it that way.
Yeah.
It's because you haven't got caught in the legal system yet. So yeah. I'm not going to do that to myself
no.
in the agency. So,
yeah.
So we need candy donations too then.
Yeah. Easy.
All right.
Costco's got those massive bags. Shouldn't be a problem.
I was just there Saturday, too.
I brought the ones
with my wife loves to shop, so. According to my phone, she leaves several times a day.
Since we're on the candy topic, I have also bought like the little Rice Krispie ones and the pretzels and stuff, because sometimes they pencil out to be a little bit more cost affordable than the bags of candy, and they have cute little Halloween characters on them, so they're kind of the same thing. It's just right.
Costco is much better than Walmart prices.
Oh, I wasn't at Walmart, but yeah.
And as a parent, I would rather my child get those than a bunch of chocolate.
I mean,
can't you get some from Oreo and training for like 2 tons for like 7 cents?
It's fine, it's sealed. Was that Scotty peanut butter on celery sticks? We'll hand it out to the kids.
Celery.
I heard celery.
It's like we ran out of candy one year, and my wife grabbed a box of Nutri-Grain bars, and I'm like, you're going to get our house egged.
This is how toilet paper gets in the trees. All right. Any other public comment? That's enough fun for a meeting. Sorry, guys.
Aw.
I know. All right. No more public comment. Move on to item number 10, German. We are done. Thank you, everyone.
Recording stopped.
Oh, yeah,
it used to be so much more.
Now it's just